Abraham was a man of faith. We're studying the life of Abraham from Hebrews chapter 11. He's one of the men listed in God's Hall of Fame. They entered that Hall of Fame because they were men of faith. And Hebrews 11 is about faith. We welcome you to our study, and if you have your Bibles, turn to Hebrews chapter 11. I'm reading today from chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. In respect to faith, Abraham is the man who gets the most space in the book of Genesis, and rightly so. For the Old Testament, from chapters 12 through 25, relate the faith and obedience of this great man, Abraham. He's the father of the Jews, and the greatest man in their history. Abraham is the father of the chosen people, Israel. And the inspired writers of the New Testament talk about this man, Abraham. And we thank God that the revelation is clear. And we see that the way Abraham was saved is how people today are saved. If it's confusing to you about what God expects in order for you to get eternal life, you can study what the Bible says about Abraham. It says, he believed God, and God imputed to him righteousness. There is a righteousness, you know, a righteousness of God, which he wants to give to men. And he gives it to everyone who does nothing more than believe him. That righteousness is called the righteousness of God, or the righteousness through faith. Paul talked about it in Romans chapter 3, verse 21. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. When Paul wrote to the Romans, he discussed Abraham at length in Romans chapter 4. And he said the promise to Abraham and his descendants that they should inherit the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If it is the adherents of the law who are to be heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath. But where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. And regarding this man Abraham, Paul wrote this, in hope he believed against hope, that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told, so shall your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. Well, Paul talked about Abraham, and he exalted the man for his faith. But he said, it wasn't written just for his sake alone. Listen to how Paul says it. But the words, it was reckoned to him, were written not for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be reckoned to us who believe in him that raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was put to death for our trespasses and raised for our justification. Now what will be reckoned to us who believe? The same righteousness that God reckoned to Abraham. It's called imputed righteousness. Since we don't have a righteousness of our own, and never could have a perfect righteousness by doing good or keeping the works of the law, God has decided that he would give us a righteousness. It's a gracious offer to all men who will believe. Abraham received it. God called Abraham out one night and said, "Count the stars, Abraham, if you can. So shall your descendants be." And Abraham looked up and perhaps could see about 2,000 stars with the naked eye. And this was incredible, for he and Sarah were childless. But he believed God because he realized it was the Creator who was speaking. Abraham believed God, Genesis 15:6 tells us, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now that same righteousness will be credited to you and to me as we believe in the one God has sent. God sent him to save us, and God sent him to be our righteousness. I believe in Jesus Christ not simply because he is a historic figure, but instead I believe in Jesus Christ because God has declared that he is the one who was sent to save us from our sins, and he is the one who will become our righteousness. Paul wrote to the Corinthians about this and said, "God made him to be sin for us, him who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." The fourth chapter of Romans centers on Abraham's faith, and Galatians chapter 3 also declares that Abraham believed God, and for this reason alone, he was declared righteous by God. I know of no better way to illustrate faith than by the example of Abraham. Oh, there were others who had faith: David, Isaiah, Hezekiah, Enoch. But nowhere do we find in the Bible a precise statement that they were declared righteous because of their faith. I have often told people to read Romans chapter 4 if they are serious about salvation. Genesis 15:6 says, "Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness." You can read Romans chapter 4, and God will teach you from what is written there how you too can be righteous through faith. That means your sins will be forgiven, you will get eternal life, you will be born again, and God will be your Father. You'll be known as a child of God and an heir of God. You'll be a joint heir with Jesus Christ, and you will be assured that you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. All that comes only through faith. Abraham had faith and demonstrated it before that promise was given to him in chapter 15 of Genesis. The writer to the Hebrews takes us back to chapter 12, and I want to read that, Genesis chapter 12. "The Lord had said to Abram, 'Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.' So Abram left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him." Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran. and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Morah at Shechem. At that time the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord, who had appeared to him. From there he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram set out and continued toward the Negev. Now this is the story about Abraham's call from the country we now know as Iraq. It was known by the ancient people as Mesopotamia, the land between the rivers Euphrates and Tigris. It's the country where the Garden of Eden was located, and we have some good evidence for the location of the Garden of Eden in southern Iraq, not far from the Persian Gulf. God called him to leave that civilization, and the fact that he would pack up and leave Mesopotamia without knowing where he was going means the Word of God was convincing to him. And it also means he was willing to commit his future to God's care. Many of us would not leave our home country even if we knew where we would go. But Abraham trusted God, and he went. As his caravan left Haran, he might have had difficulty explaining his move to neighbors and friends. I suppose some of them said, "Where are you going, Abraham?" "I don't know." "Why are you leaving then?" "God told me to leave." "And Abraham, which God told you?" "The Creator of heaven and earth." "But how can you be sure? How do you know?" "Well, I have the conviction of things not seen." That's what the writer to the Hebrews said faith was. He wrote in verse 1, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." It was not because of unpleasant circumstances. It wasn't because of a bad climate or the economy that Abraham left Mesopotamia. It was because God spoke clearly to Abraham. There are no difficulties mentioned in the text except Sarah being childless, and she was not the reason he was told to leave Mesopotamia. Now, there are Christians today who, when they get into trouble, they begin to look for a way out of their troubles, and they often say, "Well, I think God is calling me to leave my job, or to leave my wife, or to leave my city, and go somewhere else and start life all over again." I'm not sure they're being honest about that. We usually say that God is calling us to do something that we have decided that we want to do. Well, be that as it may, we'll continue our subject of Abraham on tomorrow's program.
Do you know what the Bible teaches about sin, salvation, grace, faith, and justification? You don't need a book on theology, for our teaching tapes on Romans will clarify these topics for you. Right for our free tape brochure, it tells you how to order teaching tapes on Romans. Until tomorrow, this is Nick Calavoda reminding you that the word gospel means good news.
Our address is Radio Bible Courses, Post Office Box 14916, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70898. The website is rbcword.org.